right, guys. So, since the last time we've talked, a few things have changed. Anais has left us, so we miss her, but we do have a new replacement. Her name's Veronica.
Hey.
All right. And then,
I like how she waved into the microphone.
And then we still have me, Pagan, and then intern Jeff.
Hello.
All right. So today, just to get to know each other, since Veronica's new, we're going to play a little game. And producer Nicole has come up with two truths and a lie. So we're going to go around and tell two things that are true about ourselves and one that's a lie. And we're going to try to guess which one is the lie.
All right. Two truths and a lie. I want to own an ice cream truck that's also a tow truck. I haven't thrown up in like 2 years. I like the color black.
All right. For me, let's see here. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Jeff.
Let's see. I watch a lot of professional wrestling. That's another one. And I'm a huge fan of pumpkin spice.
Hard ones, Jeff. Okay. I have three jobs. I have a twin sister. And I'm 22 years old.
You seem like you had more time to plan yours out.
That's what it was. I let y'all fumble while I thought about things.
That's why you went last.
Okay, so let's do Veronica's first. So what were your three, Veronica?
I want an ice cream tow truck.
Okay, I'm going to rule that as truth.
Yeah, because I feel like you can't just make that up on the spot.
I like the color black, and I haven't thrown up in 2 years.
I feel like the throw up one is a lie because... How old are you?
23.
Okay, yeah. You're legal to drink, so I feel like at 2 years, some point, you had to throw up there if you're going out.
Well, I don't know. I feel like
that would be my lie anyway.
That one's kind of hard to make up, too, but I don't know. I haven't really seen you wear black.
If that's like your favorite color, that's like a random color to be your favorite color, too. So I think
that's one
true.
Of my favorite colors. So.
Jeff, that would be.
No, I love the color black.
Me, too. Yeah.
So I was right. Okay, Jeff, now yours.
All right, well, we're mine. I'm a fan of T-Swift. I watch a lot of professional wrestling, and I like pumpkin spice.
Which I'm going to say T-Swift because we work every morning together, and I know you're a super huge fan when you have to pull all of Taylor Swift stuff.
That is incorrect.
Is it incorrect?
I actually really...
You like Taylor Swift?
Yes. When
this goes against everything Jeff says every morning.
But no, it's pumpkin spice. Here's my thing. I love this time of the year. Fall is my favorite time of the year, but I hate the pumpkin spice. It's not worth all the hype, in my opinion.
So which one do you guys think is my lie?
You said you have a twin sister.
I have three jobs, and I'm 22 years old.
I'm going to have to go with the twin sister.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the job.
The job?
Because three
jobs. I do have a sister, but she's not my twin sister.
Ah.
Well, people say we look alike. We really don't, but she's a year older, so.
See, I was going to say the jobs, too, but Pagan always comes in every day talking about how she only got an hour of sleep last night, so that's why I kind of drifted away from that.
Yeah. So now we're going to play Would You Rather. Okay, so the first one's for you, Jeff. Would you rather accidentally grab someone's hand on a train that you have to spend an hour on, or accidentally swing your palm into a stranger's crotch while walking next to them?
That's so easy. It's accidentally touch someone's hand.
Okay, but you have to like be with that. Like you have to stand beside that person for the rest of the time.
No.
You grab
it just
their
said
hand.
You have to be on the train. You don't.
You have to
your
grab
hand.
Their hand. Like you're literally gonna like grab their hand and then put it down and stand beside them for
but
an
still,
hour.
Still, like touching a random stranger who you.
I don't know. I feel like people like bump into each other all the time. Like you could be like, oh, my bad. I would rather do that.
No, that's nasty.
I'd love to do both.
Oh my gosh.
I probably the crotch thing, because you made a really valid point. Like it's quick and it's over with.
Would you rather sit on stage while 100 people sing Happy Birthday Turn by Turn, or make a joke in front of 100 people and have no one laugh?
Definitely let 100 people tell me happy birthday. I love when people tell me happy birthday.
Oh, the same thing, because, I mean, then you're, like, super appreciated, too.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather accidentally send a sext to your dad or accidentally send a bitchy text to the friend you were bitching about?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mine would definitely be the friend thing.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't know. I guess it would depend on how bad the text message was that I sent my dad first.
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine.
That's a tough one.
With that, too, you wouldn't be able to get past that, I feel like.
All right, would you rather have someone walk in on you on the toilet on the first date or go in for a kiss when they're going in for a hug?
Definitely go in for a kiss instead of a hug. Because then maybe they'll kiss me back. But I wouldn't want them to walk in on me like on the toilet the first time we ever met.
Yeah, well, I feel like either way, there's not going to be a second date afterwards. So, I don't know. Depending on how the first date's going in for a kiss isn't too uncalled for.
Yeah.
I guess in some reasons. But getting walked on the toilet, yeah, that's no.